This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Over the weekend, roughly 1,400 Colorado Democrats selected candidates for the 2026 ballot. That was at the party's state assembly at Pueblo on Saturday. Here's CPR public affairs reporter Benta Berklin.
There weren't any big surprises. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Phil Weiser, Colorado's attorney general, made the ballot and will compete against U.S. Senator Michael Bennett, who petitioned on. State Senator Julie Gonzalez was selected to challenge Senator John Hickenlooper, who is seeking re-election to the U.S. Senate and, like Bennett, petitioned onto the ballot. Two Democrats will vie for the nomination for Secretary of State and at least two for Attorney General. Most candidates highlighted their efforts to fight against the Trump administration and talked about the dangers they feel his administration poses. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
Republicans hold their state assembly in April. That will also be in Pueblo. The primary election is June 30th. Science-based immunization standards are now part of Colorado state law. Governor Polis signed legislation Friday officially adopting the vaccine recommendations of the American Academy of Pediatrics. Lawmakers proposed the legislation after the CDC cut the number of recommended childhood vaccines earlier this year. Backers say they want to protect Coloradans from science skepticism in Washington, D.C., but opponents say it goes against parental choice. Colorado recently joined a 15-state lawsuit pushing back against the Trump administration's vaccine policy changes. Today is the start of a third week on strike for workers at a JBS meatpacking plant in Greeley. Their union says the strike is being extended. The walkout was initially supposed to be 2 weeks, but the union says the company won't negotiate a new contract. The workers are asking for better pay and safety standards. This is CPR News.